Welcome back to the Nutramedic Report for this Monday, the 23rd of January. And, of course, there's always open lines except for the third hour on Fridays. And you can call in 800-313-9443. A couple of rules just to make your question or statement concise. Tell the board of Dan exactly what your question or statement is. He'll post it up and they'll decide and filter. Everything's filtered, basically. It should stay on topic, or if it's open lines on anything, you can literally open up any topic. We're ready for Jim Fetzer. Jim, this is the first couple days of the launch. I would almost like it's like a Saturn V5 rocket, the signing to disassemble and dismember all the craziness that's happened under the Obama administration. And if people don't understand on the Democratic or even on the Republican side just how evil and how dysfunctional and how crazy and how, they want to say that Obama was incompetent. No, he was an evil genius at destroying the fabric of America. And it doesn't matter if you're on left or right. For example, a lot of Bernie Sanders people wanted to get rid of TPP. It's gone now. It's gone as of this morning with the executive orders. Jim, what do you think of what's happening last couple of days? The first few days of the Trump administration are blisteringly fast in terms of what's going on.
Oh, it's absolutely sensational, Bill. I'm just stunned and impressed. The media continues its act of self-immolation. If you the whole business about the turnout at the inauguration was fabricated using early photographs before the crowd had assembled. I put three of them together on my blog at jamesfetzer.blogspot.com. And you can see how effortlessly the fraud was perpetrated, because I have three in sequence there. And you can see the early one has a whole lot of open white space. The second has much of it filled, but still open white space, and not all the way back to the mall. But the third is all the way packed, all the way back to the Washington Monument, Bill. And I have an associate who was there at the inauguration. We did an interview on Saturday, and she confirmed that the place was absolutely jammed all the way to the Washington Monument. So when Sean Spicer came out and, denounced the faulty coverage, the media went back to the wrong photographs and said obvious.
I saw that on BBC as well, and the aggressiveness of the BBC man talking to the Republican representative in London was ridiculous. He was like on lines of cocaine, viciously attacking her with a wrong, and kept on going back to the wrong photo. And even when she wanted to deal with issues, he kept on talking about the fact that they want to focus on numbers with the wrong photo.
Yeah, it was really outrageous. And the three photos I have there on the blog were all from the New York Times, which means the New York Times knew better. And yet they had an article, a sub-article, using the wrong photograph to try to promote the false claim that the place wasn't packed. I mean, to me, this is just utterly embarrassing. And you had even Dan Rather, making a solemn statement in an AP article published in the Wisconsin State Journal this morning. Now you got to step back and take a wide shot and look at the whole situation, because he says it's very bad for the press secretary, for the president, to be issuing lies. But Spicer wasn't lying. And anyone who actually took a look at the photographs would see that there's a gross deception and distortion. So I think this is going to hasten and promote the demise of the mainstream media, Bill, which Trump is going to affect by having press conferences that are opened up to the alternative media and to bloggers so that they no longer have exclusive access. This is why having a Twitter account, keeping that, is so important. He's got to reach to the people directly, not through the intervening filter of the mainstream media, which is the source of all of their power. They've been losing readership, losing viewers. CNN, for example, which I believe ought to be relabeled CIA because it's straight CIA. There's no doubt about it. Are losing viewers massively. New York Times is losing readership. It's become what I call the Langley newsletter. And Trump is going to decimate the press, Bill. In other words, we're in the early stages of the combat. But believe me, he's going to gut him.
He's already done. He's actually got the fish knife at the head going toward the tail. And the first move is to move them out of the White House into a building beside them, four times larger. So it allows bloggers, allows video connection to, say, town hall meetings or other media outlets. Someone like yourself, I mean, you would ask wonderful questions of the presidential press. And to me, that would be wonderful if you could actually get an answer where your question is the premier question raised at one of these press meetings. That would be wonderful.
Well, I'll tell you, they're also embarrassing themselves over this this women's march, because it turns out that a former Wall Street Journal reporter discovered George Soros had ties to more than 50 partners of the women's march. In other words, this was financed by one of the liberal left, and he's an extremist, wealthiest supporters, more than 50. A woman who was a Muslim but also pro-life is this very person who outed what was going on. We had absurdities such as Madonna using the, you know, dropping F-bombs repeatedly, talking about blowing up the White House. I mean, how god-awful can you get?
How come she wasn't arrested? I mean, I don't understand some of these things. Like, truly, if anybody had raised this issue, say, 20 or 30 years ago, they'd immediately just be put in cuffs and taken away. Why? Because she's a celebrity. She can make statements, because someone in the audience might be either on uppers or downers or illegal drugs or just be violent or sociopathic, psychotic, and just do it. So when they get encouragement from celebrities, there's some nutball out there that's going to do weird things.
Well, let me add a few more developments, because as you're suggesting, this guy is like a whirlwind. He is accomplishing so much. He's already done more in the weeks before his inauguration and the few days after than Obama did in a whole year.
I would almost say he's quickly approaching the entire, reversing the entire 8 years of the Obama, almost like pressing alt delete, like he never existed geopolitically.
I agree with that, Bill, and I think it is overwhelmingly for the good, and it's going to improve the United States in many different ways.
Oh yeah,
he's battered Brussels with the order to stop developing a European Union army plan, or to use U.S. NATO support from the United States. Now, that's an excellent move, too. The idea of an EU army, you know, was only going to exacerbate tensions with Russia,
right,
which actually has acted honorably throughout, but has been subjected to demonization by the American media.
Right. In fact, that demonization has driven our military and foreign policy, because Obama stacked the military with yes men that would do what he said that wasn't militarily sound, logic, or common sense.
And many people don't realize, but when Trump complained about NATO not carrying its fair burden, there are like 27 nations who are participants in NATO, and 22 of them are not living up to the expectation of contributing 2% of their GNP. That
right.
Includes Albania, Belgium, Bulgaria, Canada, Croatia, the Czech Republic, Denmark, France, Germany, Hungary, Italy, Latvia, Lithuania, Luxembourg, Netherlands, Norway, Portugal, Romania, Slovakia, Slovenia, Spain, and Turkey.
Yeah, well, I think what he's just basically saying, just like when he talked about, which was misinterpreted as nuclear proliferation, he's just going to give them a bill. Because, to be honest with you, these nations don't have an integrated military that can actually operate as NATO. It's just mainly America. And the thing is, they need to pay their bill, their portion of the cost, so that it's not carried by American and American workers and American taxpayers and our American debt. It's that simple. Same way with nuclear forces. We already have nukes stationed in Taiwan, in South Korea, and in Japan. And all he's going to do is hand them a bill, but they're still integrated with our military forces. So nothing has changed. People don't understand that, do they? It's just a matter of changing who's going to pay for it, period.
Well, I mean, look, they're supposed to be partners financially and otherwise, even if the U.S. is putting up the giant share, because we're going much, much much higher in terms of percentage of our GDP, and we have a much larger GDP. Right. But he's saying basically the free ride is over, and he's 100% right.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's a good businessman. I mean, you know, the thing also that I think, if you were to take on the news, the head off of Donald Trump would put, let's say, Bernie Sanders. What you'll find is a large chunk of the so-called Democratic Party follow lockstep a lot of the policies that Donald Trump wants to do. The Rust Belt jobs, the TPP, all kinds of things. And I guarantee you also, other than deporting the criminal illegal aliens, the Dreamers and all the other people, there's no way. You can tell already the way he's going with the Golden Door comments going right from the very beginning of his campaign. He's not going to deport people who've been working here 20 years, have no felonies, pay their taxes, are good workers, keep their head down, have a great family. He's not going to deport them. I guarantee that. I'll put money on it.
And as you were observing already, he has, by executive order, withdrawn from the TPP. And he's already been in contact with the PM of Canada and with the president of Mexico to renegotiate the terms of the NAFTA. Right. I mean, this is a man who follows through on his word, Bill.
Yeah, and I know. Actions are better than words. And in fact, I saw Mr. Jeffress, who's a minister. You know, whether you're religious or not, you got to understand a person of morals, whether you're a good atheist. In fact, one of the things that I found out, which is really interesting when I'm pro-life, is a lot of the people that are pro-life are atheists and agnostics, believe it or not. And they have better moral foundations than a lot of people that call themselves Christians or Catholics, because they stick to them. Now, we may say that Donald Trump, because he doesn't have his religion on his sleeve, is a so-called not really good Christian. Actions speak louder than words. And what he's going to do is he's going to operate with a high moral ground. He's going to operate to take care of everybody, including illegals here who are doing their job and are not criminals. And then he is closing the border, because we can't continue having people coming in from any country, whether it's Mexico or Central America or Russia or anywhere, unless we need those people in our industry, or we need them to go to a specific part of the country for a specific project. For example, right now we probably need to hire some engineers from China to build high-speed rail. Well, you maybe need a few hundred of them. You don't need, you know, 100 million immigrants arriving here in the next 10 years, which is what Obama and Hillary would do. So I think that Donald Trump, if you were to change the heads to Bernie Sanders, people say, the Democrats say, he's our guy, Bernie. So I would like to actually see somehow whether or not they have some advisory council where maybe Bernie advises on some select issues where they have common ground. What I'm really amazed at is a lot of the Democrats who actually support policies that are neither Republican or Democrat but are totally in parallel with Donald Trump, why don't they come out and say, hey, this is what we wanted during the Obama administration, but they couldn't get it done? Just like all these young people, like my son, who supported Bernie, was totally ticked off about this idea of what's going on with Hillary, and one of my sons. And, you know, if Bernie could collaborate on some issues like the TPP or things like that, even fracking, for example, I strongly disagree with chemical fracking. I want fracking, but you got to recharge the Ogallala Aquifer with primary water. We have that technology for Northwestern University. And Paul Power from the Primary Water Institute, which I've had on the program, what people need to understand is they hate the man, even if the policies are identical to, say, Bernie's. And many Democratic policies going back decades before it became uber left and went crazy. Right?
Yep. Yep. You're absolutely right. Now, there's also a proposal, a bill that is making its way through Congress to withdraw from the United Nations. Now, when I was raised, you know, I believed that the United Nations was the greatest hope for world peace. And I still tend to think that it has a very important role to play in the world. But I'm very troubled by things like the so-called Agenda 21, whatever may be.
Agenda 2030 now, that was actually sanctioned last year by the Pope, Obama, and 70 nations signed Agenda 2030. And if you read it, again, it follows the World Watch Institute, which I've been getting for years, and other documents that follows up on the Agenda 21. This is nuts. The United Nations needs to go. We need to reform a new organization that, by the way, is is not just the West, or do you know there's 57 nations in the British Commonwealth, and many of them are Muslim, and they voted that anybody who criticizes Islam could end up being sanctioned in some pretty serious ways, you know, international crimes. So there's a lot of rules that include the control of flow of information on the Internet, that through the United Nations, if they take over, for example, the Internet, that a lot of free communication here in America will end. So people need to realize the United Nations is a linchpin for control of many other issues, including criticizing Islam, the control of the law of the seas and law of the oceans, and the mineral resources underneath the planet. Most people don't realize that that every nation on Earth, the last one to be taken over was Yugoslavia, deeded their underground mineral resources to the UN and their under-oceanic resources to the United Nations. This is craziness.
Yes. I'm glad you're giving us some insight into this new agenda, because it seems to me the United Nations has gone a bit off the deep end.
It's not trying to develop a, for example, one of the things that, and I know this organically, my great-great-grandfather owned the primary caravan that went from Damascus, Syria to China with my great-grandmother twice a year. And she used to walk beside the camels to China twice a year. These are tough people. Now, I can tell you, trade is why war doesn't happen. But everything Obama and the West are doing, including expanding NATO right up to the border of Russia, and literally fighting BRICS nations, is bringing the danger in the next 5, 10, 20 years of a thermonuclear, biological, chemical, scalar, and weather weapon geotectonic war. And it doesn't need to happen. We need to have international collaboration, as people like Lyndon LaRouche, yourself, many others have said. We need to become a galactic civilization, which means we need to start acting as a planetary Earth people with separate nations, but common goals. And that can not happen through the United Nations. The United Nations is a crazy organization. It has an agenda that is nuts. Population reduction, control of resources, no borders, no nationalism anymore. This is why George Soros, and they call it Luber left. I don't even know if it's left right. I think it's just crazy. I don't know if I would call it left, because to me, left means, you know, in the past it meant, you know, pro-worker, pro-people. Now left doesn't mean pro-worker, pro-people. Now left means pro-population reduction, carbon credits to reduce the human ability to generate energy so second and third world nations starve and don't have any industry. I mean, it's nuts. It's craziness.
Well, you know, Soros has been behind many, many bad developments in Eastern Europe and Europe generally, including the overthrow of the democratically elected government of Ukraine. He put up some $500 million to support that.
He was turfed out of Russia 5 years ago, and his Orange Revolution people and his NGOs by Vladimir Putin, who said, we're not going to let you do your stuff anymore. A lot of these organizations, including Pussy Riot, who was going into big churches and doing obscene things there. And it wasn't so much to just kind of besmirch the religious group. It was to bring in what I call a form of chaos, which is why the United Nations has 43 different designations for sexual orientation. They don't want, the United Nations doesn't want the designation of male and female. They want to eventually outlaw wild human reproduction so that only reproduction in a laboratory by polar body exclusion for generation for now can happen. And people don't understand this.
43 different variations on sexual
34,
orientation.
34 designations of sexual orientation. So the idea of male and female doesn't exist anymore.
Bill, that is so bizarre.
Right. Now, here's the point. You see, I don't call this a left-right thing. I think it's a crazy thing. Because ultimately what the globalists want, and I want to paint you a picture of the future, because I'm a bit of a future analyst. And because I've had classified access to the Tier 1 science and things for decades, here's what they want. Let's say it's 2050. We're just going to pick a number out of the hat. Or 2070. And let's say 2070, what they want is they want human beings only to be able to reproduce through local laboratories, and they come down from a birthing ceremony if they're licensed and they have enough points with the state to actually reproduce. It could be two males, two females, whatever. In fact, they can right now with what's called the Cas9 CRISPR protocol, they can take a punch biopsy of your forearm, make ova and sperm, create a new human being, even transgenically inserting genes from different phyla, species, and genera, today they can do it. So they want to eventually have no national borders, international control, massive reduction in population, and a drone class of asexual human beings of multiple so-called sexual designations. That's what they want. And only the upper classes will reproduce.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
There's an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
You gotta let me go. Are we human? Or are we dancer? My sign is vital. My hands are cold. And I'm on my knees looking for the answer. Are we human? Or are we dancer?
And welcome back. So, we were talking on the break about a couple of really bizarre things. There's a lot of concern over whether or not they were going to try to decapitate government or assassinate Trump. I think he's in extreme danger. He needs to literally have Kevlar and see-through glass between him and the public everywhere he goes. I think that the globalists, and we're not just about regular globalists, the dark future they want is a world that's something like, some sci-fi horror story, B-movie, where the human population is reduced by 90-95% and only the upper classes reproduce, and they are cybernetically and genetically enhanced to have life extension technology. I had an interesting talk last year, and he'll be coming back in the next few weeks, to Dr. Ron Klatz, who's a founder with Dr. Bart Goldberg and knows Donald Trump intimately for the last 40 years, about what they did a couple years ago. 4 years ago, they had a conference at the Burj Dubai Hotel. And they brought in all these billionaires and all these different groups to try to decide what kind of future they wanted. They didn't want life extension. They wanted transhumanism, believe it or not. They tried to push it. And the reason is the globalists know that we're going to crack the code of life extension They want it. They want genetic engineering so they can live literally for indefinitely. Some of them are kind of crazy and want to just kind of take their consciousness as they can of their memory and just kind of merge it into some supercomputer. So there's some kind of simulation of them that still exists. But most people don't realize that we're only 5 to 20 years away from what we call zero senescence, where you don't age anymore. In fact, aging is reversed. And I'm one of those primary scientists, and I've got a presentation I'm going to be doing this year to the Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine, because I believe I've cracked the code of what aging and disease is in terms of quantum biology. And I've been working on it for almost 40 years now. And I can tell you, there's lots of doctors like me that have lots of pieces of this puzzle, but the globalists don't want it for the public. They don't want people to live even another 4 or 10 or 20 years healthy. They don't want people to live literally centuries or to start getting younger at their 8th decade, so by the time they're 90, they're as healthy as their 30-year-old grandson. They don't want that. They don't want people at 100 years of age doing work as volunteers or being members of government. Like, if there's two seats in the in the Georgian government where they have 100 times more people that live to be 100 because of their diet and the glacial milk they drink. 100 times more centenarians in Georgia. So there's two seats in the Georgian parliament where if you're not 100, you can't sit in them. You have to be 100 years old to sit in those seats. So people don't know what kind of dark future these maniacs want. They want you dead out there. They don't want you just kind of slavery. They want to kill most of us. They want genetic engineering. They want cybernetic technology. When we do transition to a galactic civilization in contact with other civilizations across the galaxy and cosmos, while they're doing things like the Hadron Collider, actually mapping out the wormholes for intergalactic transport and trade, they don't want you there, okay? You may not like that, and you may think you're going to hear other sci-fi crap from other people. This is not crap. This is what they want. It's in Agenda 23. You can read it. Agenda 21, the World Watch Institute, the Georgia Guidestones. They just put it right out there and just tell you. And then people say, well, that's a conspiracy theory. I said, can you read? This is what they say. And when Obama and the Pope, by the way, this maniac Pope, and these globalists, 70 world leaders actually signed on to through the United Nations. So what do you think, Jim? You know, people don't understand. The future is coming at us real fast. And that's why even the recreation of an economy isn't just bringing back jobs from slave countries like China and Kerala, India. It's the fact of robotics and artificial intelligence and 3D printing of parts for machining and all kinds of stuff that people just, they're not anticipating the fact that even the idea of what an economy is 5 or 10 or 20 years from now won't even look like what we have is called an economy today. Right?
Oh, yeah, you're 100% correct. And automation and so forth is just sucking up a whole lot of jobs that were so terribly important to Americans.
It's not just automation. You know, I'm a bit of an expert in artificial intelligence. I started working on nonlinear programming to simulate human neural networks, which, by the way, learn by what's called neural homology in terms of subconcepts and superconcepts. And I worked out the mathematics how to do it. It's one of the reasons why they accepted me in 1978 to work at UCLA VA Hospital with Dr. Wallace Tortelot on the Super Soldier program, because they wanted to be able to convert directly eye digital patterns and auditory digital patterns directly to onboard commands for super soldiers using magnetronic helmets. So if you don't think that we can apply our intelligence to create beings eventually that are more intelligent than us or AI systems like Watson, you're wrong. The nascent discovery and creation of a new super form of life that can actually be self-reproductive is coming, believe it or not.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
There, I get pretty excited about this because when I see these women's march, and I saw, you know, Waters and these other people, I was amazed at how many people were running, really sure what rights they're going to lose. The one right that kept on coming up was the right to abortion. Now, I want women to understand this. In 1992, I presented two papers to the Canadian Royal Commission on New Reproductive Technologies. I also updated those papers in 1997 when I traveled to Zurich, Switzerland, to Human Life International's International Board in Zurich. People need to know, and I represented this before the women came out after me at the Royal Commission, which is, by the way, in their national archives in Canada, that 93% of abortions worldwide are female. They're not genetically abnormal like Down syndrome or trisomy 18 or whatever. They're female, okay? You have to understand the future doesn't need women, period. They don't understand this, do they? The future doesn't need women. They actually don't even need men. They need some kind of a drone class. And believe me, if the globalists could have their way, that's what they do, okay? So I want people to start grasping this. This is not even a religious issue. It's a human issue. It goes transcends those things. Do we want to have a connected human race that actually has parents? Or do we want the state and the genetic laboratory to be their parent? You know, people have to grasp this, right? Bizarre.
Bill, with your permission, I'd like to go back to the inauguration. There's some features I'd like to report about it.
Yeah, let's do that.
I thought it was an exemplary event, and in spite of all the attempts to distract, that it went off extremely well.
Oh, yeah.
Melania looked fantastic in this wonderful designer gown. She's already drawing comparisons with Jackie O. Bill Clinton, Hillary caught Bill ogling Melania and gave him a classic look. It was very, very funny.
Oh yeah, that was one of the high points was to see the look of Hillary Clinton. If she could have killed with her look, he would have crumpled right there in the spot.
I know, it's very funny. And then they conducted the motorcade from the inaugural stand to the viewing stand for the parade very, very well. Massive security. There were like 20 Secret Service agents on each side of the vehicle. I mean, if JFK had this kind of protection, he would not have been taken out in Dallas.
Exactly.
And three times, he and Melania exited the vehicle and walked a couple of 100 feet. And I thought that was fine. That was about perfect. Because as you're observing, he has a tremendous necessity for protection. There are too many forces out there who would like to take him out. And indeed, I'm convinced, by the way, that the effort to take him out was in place. I've never felt 100% certainty about something like this before. But the evidence was overwhelming, in my opinion, that he was going to be taken out at the inauguration.
Right.
Some of the key signs being that this former spook, John Schindler, was pronouncing on Twitter that the CIA was trying to take out President-elect Donald Trump before he was sworn in as president, that Langley wanted to take the traitor Trump out now. Mind you, once you understand that John Brennan, the head of the CIA, was in fact a Saudi Arabian mole, which Wayne Madsen exposed in his report of December 2021, that he'd been converted in when he was the station chief in Riyadh, not just to Islam, but the Wahhabi version, and that he's been battling mightily to deny it. All of this fits into that general pattern where they could only take the traitor Trump out literally and figuratively, Bill. They couldn't take him out politically or legally because he's already been certified by Congress. And we had a number of very odd features suggesting Barack Obama himself was complicit in the plan. For example, the commander of the D.C. National Guard, who was in charge of around 6,000 troops providing security, was ordered to stand down at 12:01 p.m. Eastern Time. That's right at the time Donald was sworn in. The commander himself said it was extremely unusual. When inquiries went to the Pentagon, they said it was normal. I'll tell you, nothing normal about it at all. Quite bizarre. In addition, we had the D.C. police stripped of their body cameras for the Trump inauguration. Now, that is 100% wrong. You want more photographs, more visual evidence. My belief is that they were employing the designated survivor plan here, where this is a TV show about a minor cabinet member who is left behind at a secure location for a State of the Union address, and the Capitol is actually nuked, believe it or not. And so he goes on to become president. The CNN was announcing that if something happened to Donald Trump and to Mike Pence at the inauguration, then an Obama official would become the president, which was virtually an incitation to assassination. In addition, Bill, many people are unaware of this, we had two nuclear spikes that morning in Washington, D.C., suggesting the transfer of weapons. George H.W.
By spike, are you referring to things that showed off on a radiation detector or other means?
Radiation map. Can send them to you.
Right. You mean from the that'll show the GPS coordinates where that radiation was, like when they went over the Great Kills depot after the World Trade Center was demolished, that showed only two places were hot, which is the Israeli embassy, number one, and number two is the Great Kills site in Staten Island.
Yeah, we'll feature these images tomorrow when we do the video show.
Mm-hmm.
In addition, that George H.W. Bush and Barbara Bush had this wonderful excuse for not being there was highly troubling. I believe their illness was feigned, but it gave them a wonderful reason to exclude themselves. In fact, Bush issued the following statement. My doctor has advised me that were I to attend the inauguration ceremonies in the cold January weather, I would not survive. My translation, Bill, is the following. My doctor, Henry Kissinger, has advised me if I were to attend the inauguration ceremonies on the cold January weather, I would not survive because no one is going to survive. So that we had a correct and accurate statement coming from Alex Jones. Trump inauguration will be biggest event in human history, barring a coup, assassination, or nuke attack. Some, of course, could contest and suggest that bigger events might have been, for example, the birth of Jesus Christ or the bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. But he certainly had the right idea. Something thwarted it. Something called it off. Something led it to not happen, Bill. And I'm suspicious that Steve Pachinik, working behind the scenes and where the Donald has tremendous support from the military and the police, was able to call it off. But I've never before predicted an event with 100% certainty, and I was 100% certain that this would happen at the inauguration. My heart was in my throat while it was going down, especially when he took the oath of office, and I was tremendously relieved to be wrong by virtue of an intervening variable, an outside factor that I hadn't taken into account, namely to defeat the attempted assassination of Donald Trump.
Yeah, and the danger's not gone, by the way, as he starts signing all these things and bringing parts in. And this is a turning point in the real danger. People, I want to lay this out because it's not been dealt with the media or anybody else, but when it's going to turn is when he actually starts succeeding at things that the Democrats like. For example, I saw the map today by one of the senators on what Obamacare is. And in like states like California, if you like Obamacare, most of what's Obamacare in California, you can keep it. So in other words, he's got three different alternatives. So in other words, it's not just one size fits all. It's whatever size you want is what you're going to get. But we're going to have a patient affordable, you know, a patient healthcare plan that's not a single payer, because, believe me, it guarantees mediocrity, which is what you have in Britain and in Canada. Mediocrity. Danger. No development. No advancement. Euthanasia after you reach a certain Apache score in the hospital. What Trump's doing in the senators is they're laying a plan out that no matter what, even Chuck Schumer is not going to be able to complain about. It's like, you guys didn't have a plan. He keeps on saying this, even though they're blinging out a plan that's going to replace it. And in fact, many of the things that were in Obamacare are still going to be there. The good things that are in it, it's going to take out the penalties, $1 trillion of penalties and fines that were ridiculous, making it a tax and a fine that are crippling industry. And it's going to allow portability, and it's going to allow block grants, et cetera, but it's going to allow alternatives for the states and groups, and it's going to bring in healthcare back to the state. Isn't that remarkable? And it's going to have power back to the people to have advanced care, because when you have competition, you get, for example, I go to the integrative health care clinic at Scripps Center down in La Jolla. I don't want to see a regular, you know, pinhead doctor that doesn't understand alternative medicine. So because we have competition, I can go there rather than going to an HMO plan like Kaiser. So, you know, I don't know how that. You know, I think the real danger is going to happen when he starts accomplishing things like it becomes safer. Little black boys and Hispanic kids to walk in the inner city and not have to be joining a gang. He's going to be safe when you don't get a shooting spree over the inauguration weekend that kills a whole pile more people, the Chicagoans. When you don't have groups like Black Lives Matter and MoveOn.org operating because George Soros is no longer breathing air oxygen. He's in a prison or he's been executed for his crimes against the state and et cetera. You know, I think when the Democrats start coming on side, and when people come on side and say, well, you know, I hated his guts, but man, he's done A, B, and C, and I like it. That's when I think the danger is going to increase. Because the globalists are freaked out by the fact that if this man starts accomplishing some of the things that Barack Obama tried to do but screwed up, or Bernie Sanders wants to do, because a lot of Bernie people came over. You know, I would say probably, I'm going to guess, just from talking to my son and others, 40% of Bernie Sanders' supporters swung over to Donald Trump. 40. Now, I may be high in that number, but I know it's a large minority. And I guarantee you...
It wouldn't surprise me at all, Bill. I mean, after all, the WikiLeaks revelations, which led to the resignation of DNC Chair Debbie Wasserman Schultz, showed that they were sabotaging Bernie Sanders' campaign. In fact, I'm convinced this is what persuaded Seth Rich, who was their IT guy, to give the emails to Julian Assange by way of Craig Murray.
Exactly. So in other words, it was the let's put it this way, I'll use some sarcastic logic. Hillary Clinton wasn't just arrogant over her server putting it in a broom closet. She got burned. Because when they dumped all these emails, all of the corruption of the Clinton Foundation and the craziness of what's going on, right up to Podesta and his Pizzagate and spirit burning and all the other crap, this all came out primarily because of the burn, B-E-R-N. So she got burned.
Yep. Now, in addition, his visit to the CIA was intended to be to swear in the new director, but the Democrats have blocked it, so he won't be available for swearing in before today. But I thought it was a very astute move to go to the CIA to express his support for the agency, to explain the military is also behind him 100%, to speak in front of the wall that commemorates the fallen members of the agency, and that, you know, his attack, the attack upon him launched by John Brennan, was savage, vicious, and totally unwarranted. He even described what Trump had done as a despicable act when it was anything but. And as I've explained, you know, Brennan is a complete fraud. He is a traitor to the United States.
Right.
He said in the Wall Street Journal, it's when there are allegations made about leaking or about dishonesty or lack of integrity, that's where I think the line is crossed. But the man himself is the embodiment of dishonesty, of a lack of integrity. Right. And has, you know, been working actively against Trump from the beginning. Here's part of what I alluded to, Wayne Madsen's outing, December 2021, the CIA's Saudi and Islamic State mole. There's a reason why CIA Director John Brennan has done everything possible to interfere with President-elect Donald Trump taking the reins of the presidency on January 20th. As a mole for the Saudi royal family and a convert to Wahhabist Islam, Brennan has no desire to see certain individuals well aware of his Islamist beliefs ascend to positions of power in the U.S. intel community. The greatest threat to Brennan comes from retired Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, served tapped by Trump to become the National Security Advisor. In 2014, Flynn was fired as the director of the Defense Intelligence Agency, DIA, by Obama, who was advised by Brennan to dump him because the DIA director was producing intel policy documents showing it was a mistake and against U.S. security interests to support Syrian jihadists who are trying to topple Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. For Brennan's Saudi and Wahhabist controllers, that was tantamount to blasphemy. And of course, we know when he talks about, you know, trading in phony documents, the whole Russian dossier was a pile of manure. Even Bob Woodward now has called out the intel agencies because the Russian dossier on Trump was a garbage document. We know it was created by a fan, a chat board member as fan fiction, and then sent to Rick Wilson, who proceeded to send it to the CIA, which astonishingly put it in their official classified intel report on the election. Here's the recap, Bill, which is worth reviewing again. Poll X, this is a member of the chat board, mailed fan fiction to anti-Trump pundit Rick Wilson about Trump making people pee on a bed Obama had slept in. He thought it was real and sent it to the CIA. The Central Intelligence Agency of the United States of America put this in their official classified intelligence report on Russian involvement in the election. Donald Trump and Barack Obama both read this Poll X fan fiction. The CIA has concluded that the Russians planned to blackmail Trump with a story we made up. Just let that sink in. What have we become?
Well, I'll tell you what's going on. I think you're going to see now with the move of the media out of the White House and their little cramped offices that they had right beside the Oval Office is a force majeure by Trump and by his staff to say, no, if you're Mr. Acton and you start raising your hand and say you're attacking our agency, answer my question, and demanding the president and respond and being rude, he's not going to get a chance to talk again. And you're going to see not only people like Fox that are reasonable being there, but people like yourself will be able to do a video or audio connection and ask a question of the press there directly to the White House. And that's what I want to see is alternative media, because we now are the media. We have bigger numbers than most of the major networks. We need to be the media because we're citizen broadcasters and we're Americans first before we're Democrats and Republicans.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
This is the end.
This is the end of ignorance. This is the end of Agenda 2030. This is the end of an agenda to get rid of most of the population of human beings. This is the end of the idea of wiping out in the next decades wild human reproduction. This is the end of idiocy. And by the way, it transcends dogma. It even transcends religion to just being pro-human and allowing us to transition to a kind of a peaceful world where a new American version of Islam can actually turn in their bodies and actually become a new version, just like the Middle Ages. The Catholic Church stopped killing people with the wiping out of the Albigensians and other people that were, quote, considered apostate with their army. And over 1,000 years, they killed, like, it's estimated up to 200 million people were killed by the Catholics. People need to know that that transformation could occur here in America, and our best allies, besides our intel agencies, might actually be Muslims that actually take up the slack and actually protect America first and don't try to force Sharia law on us. And that, to me, would be a very positive thing that could affect the whole world, rather than the idea of a globalist New World Order under an extreme form of Wahhabism or some other extreme Islam that the globalists want to do. I mean, we know now, even Erdogan saying that America supports ISIS and ISIL, and he says last week, I have photographic and video evidence. It's like, oh my gosh. Here's a guy that's a Muslim. Even the king of Saudi Arabia is saying 9/11 is an inside job, and America did it to themselves after we passed this law through Congress that we're going to allow people to sue Saudi Arabia, and Saudi Arabia calls them out and says, hey, 9/11, you guys did it to yourselves. We didn't do it to you. I mean, this is bizarre, isn't it?
Yes, yes, yes. And Bill, I think we're seeing true leadership from the White House for maybe the first time in decades. I mean, it's unbelievably impressive what the Donald is accomplishing already.
Oh, yeah.
He's wasting no time at all.
And by the way, he's inspiring other countries. For example, we had on Thursday, we should have had Leo Lionzagami, but he's involved with this organization, which are Italians for Trump. And I did do a video on the weekend, and it's now up on Vimeo and YouTube. I had to actually call his phone number in Italy because they didn't have the bandwidth, and I did a video capture, but it was about a 45-minute video. And by the way, your videos are extremely popular on Vimeo, Video, Minds, etc. You're getting massive amounts of hits.
Wonderful. Wonderful, yeah. Bill. Well, it's such a pleasure being on with you to exchange these views with your audience. And
I want you to give your websites because you got other radio shows, you've got other websites. Can you give all those information to us? Because you got
go to jamesfetzer.blogspot.com if you want to see the photographs that give away the false story about the attendance at the Trump inauguration by using ones that were taken earlier in the day. On Tuesday and Thursday, I am the raw deal on rentsradio.com from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And then on Wednesdays, from 9 to 10 Eastern Time, I'm on PRN.FM. That's Progressive Radio Network.FM. That's a Gary Null radio network, and you can check it out there, too. So
that's great. Also, your main website, which is James Fetzer, FETZER.blogspot.com. Also, usually Tuesdays, we do a video, which is usually about 45 minutes to an hour. And we're putting on every platform in English on the planet. Vimeo, YouTube, Livestream, Minds Network, and all our RSS feeds through the Deagle Network, everywhere in English on Earth. So your word is getting out, Jim. I appreciate your research. I believe that releasing the information you did helped us stop a cataclysm. That's how important what we are doing.
We must keep this man safe.
Must keep him safe.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants. and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.